Today's gospel takes place when Jesus is going up to Jerusalem for his last time before the Passion. It's when he encounters three men and he puts on their heart that he desires for them to follow him. But yet they came up with excuses. Excuses why they couldn't quite go and follow him. And we don't know the outcome, if they chose to down the road, or if they just totally turned their back and chose not to follow him. It just shows that the Lord calls us, but we always have the free will to choose to follow or turn and go our own way. One of the messages that Jesus is trying to teach us in today's gospel is that he desires for us to change the way we do transactions and turn to him, to turn, to always transition to him. He desires for us to lay down our lives, but he desires us to be docile. Docile to the Holy Spirit to lead where the Holy Spirit desires to lead us. And that can be difficult because we learn early in life to be self-reliant, to be dependent on no one. So we learn and try to think in a false way that my successes, my achievements are all on my own doing. But the Lord is teaching us in today's gospel that he wants us to be reliant on him. And that's where today's passage comes from. Foxes have dens and birds of the sky have nests, but the Son of God has nowhere to rest his head. What he's saying is that nature teaches animals and by instinct how to make their homes, but that we are to be unpredictable. Christ is trustworthy, but he's not predictable. He doesn't want us to get comfortable or to not be able to allow ourselves to bend where he desires to take us, that he's not predictable. So he wants our hearts always to be open to go where he wants to lead us, not where we think we need to go or what I desire to do, but that is unpredictable. And that takes a lot of grace, and it takes a lot of humility and dying to oneself, saying, Lord, use me in the vineyard where you desire to use me. He doesn't give us a slate saying this, and this is going to happen in your life. He wants to be unpredictable in our lives so that we're always open to going where he desires to lead us. That's kind of a beautiful passage for me as I prayed over scripture this past week, because as you know, I'm leaving. This is my last weekend here. And when the bishop called me 2.5 years ago and told me that I was going to be assigned to Corpus Christi, I was elated with joy, because I'm comfortable here. This is my home parish where I grew up and received the sacraments. This is the parish where I received my call to be a priesthood, into Jesus Christ's priesthood many years ago. And this is where I've been comfortable the last 2 years. You've loved me, you've encouraged me, you've given me lots of pats on the back. And I thank you for that. I loved you, and I continue to love you, and I believe you know my love for you is authentic and true and deep to the core of who I am. And that won't change after this weekend either. You'll always be in my prayers because this is my home. And I want to reach out and thank Monsignor Schumacher for embracing me as he began my priestly ministry here. He's been very patient with me, very much encouraging me, showing me the ropes of how to be a pastor. So I appreciate him and the staff here who's been very kind to me, very helpful, very full of resources with me. It's hard. It's hard because my parents sat in Section 3. And when I look over there, I can imagine my mother there and my father there. And it warms my heart, like all of you. We come to church and we establish routines. We establish transitions in our families. And even people who have come back and maybe their parents are no longer here or no longer living here, it always warms your heart to come back. To come back to familiarity, to come back to memories. Memories of people who have touched our lives, who have helped us to grow and become who we are today. I sometimes go back and look at some of my own homilies and I kind of cringe and say, oh, those dear people, they had to put up with some pretty bad homilies. I'd read them sometimes and I'd go, I can't use this. So I appreciate you always embracing me, and encouraging me. Your cards have been that I've received have really warmed my heart, and I'll keep them because when I have a bad day, I can pull them out and read your love and your encouragement for me. So I thank you for that. I thank you for the relationships. I thank you for the memories. I thank you for allowing the God in you to touch the God in me. And I hope that I've made a difference in your life as well in some small way. So let us continue to be the body of Christ, Corpus Christi, to be Christ for one another, to bring Christ to one another, to be there to support each other, and also to share within our community. God bless you today, but not just today, always. You will always journey with me because this is my home and will always be my home. Know my prayers and my continued prayers for you, not just after I leave this week, but always. And when you think of me, pray for me too. Pray for me too, because I need it. God bless you all. I will miss you. Thank you all. Thank you all. Thank you all.